Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Just don't think about it. Tomorrow will be a brand new day. All right. Somebody who doesn't have that privilege is Peter Du Toit, because he's assistant editor at News 24. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, man. And good morning to your listeners.
So yeah, you can't afford to live in this world of tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar and all of that, because
we have to, man.
Do we? I don't know. Do you manage that?
Yes, you have to. I mean, I think as working journalists and the stuff that we're confronted with, it's very easy to be weighed down by some of the issues that we have in the country and the heavy things that we have to deal with. But you know, there's a lot of green shoots, and there's, you know, I was in Cape Town last night for a book launch, and we've got such wealth and depth of human capital in this country. You know, we've got so many good people that want to make a difference and want to make the country better. That, you know, I think there's no other way in which to survive other than to try and be as positive as we can. Look, we aren't the ANC. The ANC is not the country. And sometimes I think we get bogged down by viewing the country through the prism of the absolute debauchery that the ANC has become, and it certainly is not. The ANC is not South Africa. South Africa is not the ANC, if that makes sense.
What's also fascinating to understand is how people are now empowered to say that, because we didn't used to. We really wanted to try and find a way and fix a way.
Yeah.
But now the attitude seems to be to the ANC's, get out the way so we can actually help, because we all want to help. Just get out the way.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. You know, Professor William Gumede, who is a professor of governance at the University of the Witwatersrand, made the point a while ago that we were way too soft on the ANC in the beginning. And why were we soft on the ANC? Because we wanted the thing to work. And
absolutely,
it was, you know, initially
right.
it was almost considered sacrilege if you criticized the ANC. You know, you were considered to be anti-transformation and anti-democratic forces and the like, which is not true. You know, I think we let them slip and slide away with too much, but I think we are way past that, and I think we're also past the point where people talk about the ANC reforming itself. I think it's very clear for all and sundry that that's not going to happen. If you talk about a future beyond and past the ANC, and I think that's very exciting.
It is. It is indeed. But unfortunately for that, or fortunately for that, we need, what is critical for that is we need other political parties to step up. And we need to hold them accountable in the way in which we never held the ANC accountable. Those are the lessons learned, which actually brings us on to this conversation about, the reports that the EFF want the story removed. And of course, it's going for News 24 for Jacques Po about this, in terms of this book and the housekeeper's story that is published in the book. Tell us about this.
So Jacques Po wrote a follow up to his book, The President's Keepers, called Our Poisoned Land, which gives an overview of the country post state capture and the remnants of state capture and the damage that state capture did. And in the book, he details events at a upmarket apartment owned by Adriano Mazzotti, who is the big boss of a tobacco company called Carlin Link, and the friendship between Mazzotti and Malema. He details how Mazzotti often has given Malema cash in the past, how Malema went to this upmarket apartment stand to go and collect cash in cooler bags and cooler boxes, etc., and also about some of the debaucherous parties that were held, which seemed to involve prostitutes, which seemed to involve cocaine and the like. So that's all part of the book, and News 24 published a story about that. We received a couple of very nasty and angry lawyers' letters demanding that, A, we pull the story from the site, that we apologize, and that the publisher of Jacques' book, Tafelberg, withdraws the book from the shelves. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We've obviously resisted this. Our lawyers have since written back to them, you know, playing it with a straight back to the bowler, saying that that's not going to happen. And again, Howard, you know, if you want to talk about positive things, you know, we have a free press in the country. protected by a constitution, protected by the law. And if we can back up what we write, no one will tell us to remove it, and we won't be forced to remove it from the public domain. And that is a good thing. So Jacques' book is out there, and he's not going to retract it. And Malema and the EFF, Jacques, thanks to Jacques supporting, he's now, a light has now been shone on their dark views. And, it shows up a party that purports to be on the side of a downtrodden black man, espousing socialist values, and no, that's anything but.
And what's interesting as well is ironically, is that they are providing fantastic marketing for this book.
There's nothing better. I mean, there's nothing better than a lawyer's letter demanding that the book be removed from the shelves. You know, the public rallies behind the author, the public rallies behind the publishing house, the public rallies behind News 24 who published the story, and people want to know. So if you want to throw a flare up into the sky, then do something like that. That's exactly what Malema did.
So interestingly enough, that's exactly what we were talking about, is holding political parties accountable. And we definitely entered a new era in South Africa of shining these lights, as you said,
yes,
to try and do so. Do you think that we will ever fully understand or comprehend the magnitude of what's been lost in the last 10 to 15 years?
Look, the opportunity cost, Howard, that has been lost is enormous. If you physically go or just go and compare certain markers, economic indicators that can show us where we were in 2009 and where we are now, we have regressed. There are many indicators and markers where we are much worse off than 2009, and in some instances, much worse off than 1994, which is an absolute indictment of A, inability
to govern, embarrassing,
and B, the way in which they've regressed and in the way in which corruption has become institutionalized. I mean, if you look at GDP growth in 2005, 6, 7, we grew at 5.5%. We might grow at 1% this year. Mm. In 2007, 2008, unemployment was something like 26%. We are now at the broad definition of almost 50%. That is horrendous. In 2008, our national debt to GDP ratio, in other words, the debt that we owed to overseas markets, was 22%. It's now 70%. You know, so every single metric that you can identify, we are worse off. So the opportunity cost that we lost since Jacob Zuma became president, since the ANC decided to make him their flag bearer, the moment that the ANC decided to become Zuma, the moment that the Guptas decided to use Zuma to infiltrate the party in order to extract resources from the state, we are all poorer. Our gross per capita income has markedly receded over the last decade. So, I mean, every single metric tells us that we are worse off. So, it's the opportunities lost. You know, everything that was lost in the fire, it's quite significant. It's going to take a monumental effort to claw that back. I think we can, but it will need determined leadership. And that determined leadership, unfortunately, is not going to come from Cyril Ramaphosa or the ANC.
Absolutely right. Beautifully said. Peter Du Toit, Assistant Editor at News 24.